the Public News Service Doha Newscast, November the 8th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. Connecticut voters approved an amendment enshrining no-excuse absentee voting in the state's constitution.
Passing by a little more than 57% of the vote, the amendment opens up voting access to broaden ballot access. It comes a year after voters approved an amendment allowing for early voting. Sherry Quickmeyer with Common Cause in Connecticut says this will make it easier for everyone in the state to vote.
People have challenges in their lives, from caretaking to childcare to work, that limit their ability to get to the polls. And they are ready for having another opportunity to submit an absentee ballot.
Though the amendment received mostly positive feedback from residents, some people were skeptical about its necessity given the state's early voting plan. But this amendment will help people who can't get to the polls during early voting to cast a ballot. The General Assembly will develop a rollout plan for no-excuse absentee voting in the next legislative session. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Next from Reuters, U.S. President Joe Biden urged Americans to bring down the temperature Thursday following Donald Trump's election victory and sought to console fellow Democrats who were alarmed by the former president's stunning comeback. Speaking from the Rose Garden, Biden said, "Setbacks are unavoidable. Giving up is unforgivable." Reuters notes that Biden added that Tuesday's election proved the integrity of the U.S. electoral system and pledged an orderly transfer of power, an implicit rebuke of Trump, who sought to overturn his 2020 defeat to Biden and raise baseless claims of fraud during this year's campaign as well. And new federal loan adjustments aim to ease farmers' financial burdens, but advocates say lasting change requires legislative action.
Georgia farmer Felicia Jackson says one of the most impactful changes is the introduction of flexible repayment terms. She believes this improvement is crucial for those who have struggled under the previous system.
I think the flexible repayment terms, that is going to be major because, again, you're talking about a population of farmers and landowners who often lost acreage because they missed a payment.
She says another major benefit is having new guidance to help people navigate through the application process, such as the addition of online tutorials and educational resources. However, Jackson warns that while the new rules are a step forward, they might not be permanent. That's why groups such as the National Family Farm Coalition and the Rural Advancement Foundation International are endorsing the Fair Credit for Farmers Act. The goal is to strengthen the FSA services further by improving access and accountability in farm loan services by bolstering farmer borrower rights. Chantia Hudson reporting.
This is Public News Service. It is finally cooling down in Arizona. That means more leaves on the ground, as well as heightened use of lawn equipment to keep Arizona properties looking their best.
Arizona PERG Education Fund has released an interactive map that shows the more than 200 policies and programs in Arizona and around the country that aim to slash air pollution and cut back on the noise produced from gas-powered equipment. The group's Diane Brown says programs in both Pima and Maricopa counties provide vouchers to residents who turn in their gas-powered lawn equipment to be recycled. They then can more easily purchase and make the switch to newer electric tools. She adds that gas-powered equipment has a significant and direct negative impact on air quality and public health.
One of the key findings that is important for Arizonans to know is that running a commercial gas leaf blower for just 1 hour produces as much smog-forming pollution as driving a car from Phoenix to Dallas.
I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
Brown contends local and state governments should also create or bolster programs to help more commercial landscapers afford the upfront costs. Next to Indiana, where enrollment in the 21st Century Scholars Program has surged, reaching record levels.
The Indiana Commission for Higher Education reports the program has enrolled more than 90,000 students for 2027 and 2028, more than double previous numbers. The boost follows a 2023 law allowing automatic enrollment for eligible students. State Representative Earl Harris, a Democrat from East Chicago, authored the change. He hopes it helps more low-income students access a debt-free college education by meeting academic requirements.
There are a lot of people that did not know it existed. I would ask people when they asked me about ways to fund their children's education, and I would mention 21st Century Scholars, and almost 100% of the time, the person would look at me and go, what's that?
Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation. I'm Joe Ullary reporting.
Finally, Ross Brown lets us know if the election season made one thing clear, it's that neither side can hear what the other is saying. And one expert believes it's because most of us weren't taught active listening in school.
Christine Miles says only about 2% of schools offer formal listening skill development programs, which can handicap our success as adults. Miles believes too many of us listen half-heartedly, keen to share our thoughts or arguments the minute the other person stops talking.
This is not new. Since 1957, there's been talk about the fact that there's not formal education in schools on listening. And the reason I think it hasn't been solved is because listening has been notoriously hard.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.